Travis Parsons Vieiro. We have the story of that kid that sits on. Let me share it with you. Two intertwining vertiloch. Their Bodhisattva tells Admavino Kachis Binchus, Yechit Chasher, I have to take your precious beloved son. What's he doing? He's rubbing salt into the wound. Yes, Avram's going to go kill his son. Why does he have to say, take your beloved, your most precious, wonderful? Yeah, you're saying, not Yishmo, but what's with all the love? Well, mushy gushy suddenly. Second Gasha. Their Bodhisattva tells him to go to Har Maria. That's, you know. He walked down there, Chevron, to Shar Yafo. Avram Avinu tells Yishmo and Eliezer, what do you see? Nothing. Yitzchak, what do you see? Ooh, the Shechina. Okay, yeah. He turns to Eliezer, and Yishmo says, stay here with the donkey. Rashi says, Am Hadoy Melechamor. These are people compared to a donkey. What? How do you understand? Just push up shot. Avram Avinu was calling them a donkey. Eliezer, but Avram was a choshev yid. He was split off from Oig Melech HaBashan. He was the good part of Oig Melech HaBashan. In Kabbalah, they split them. Oig was the bad one, the pollet, and Eliezer was the good stuff. Calling him a donkey. And why now? You're in the middle of a shlichus from the Rebbeinu Shlalem. You're suddenly calling your Eved, your son Yishmo, a donkey? The answer is one and the same. Chiddush HaRim tells us that the Rebbeinu Shlalem was telling Avram Avinu, you have to go do something very, very, very big for now. That, for me, this is your challenge. Your challenge is to sacrifice your son. Can I get everything that your brain tells you to do, everything that MS tells you to do? You're going to give that up for me. Here's what I don't want you to do. Avram had the option of going stone cold, convincing himself, you know what, I don't really like Yitzchak that much anyways. How much do I really love Yitzchak? Yeah, okay, fine. If he suppresses his love and dumbs that down a little bit, then it would be a little easier for him to do the Akedah. The Bereshit says do exactly the opposite. Take all of that love. Yes, you have a tremendous love for Yitzchak. You waited, what, 70 years? Incredible. Davening, crying, a chance to be able to build a Jewish people. You love him. You love him. Take all of that love and channel it to me. Take all of that love, Yoav Toas Hashem Alekecha. Take all of that love and put it into this mitzvah, into this sacrifice. I don't want a mitzvah without your love. I want the mitzvah with your love. And that's why he's busy insulting Eliezer and Yishmael. Yeah, he says, I don't even like you guys so much. Yitzchok is my everything. You guys are a bunch of donkeys. Truth is, right after Akedah, he comes back to them, and b'yachad, they walk back together. There was no grudge there, b'chlal. This was Avraham Avinu psyching himself up, showing himself and the Rebbeinu Shlom how much he really, really loved Yitzchok. Yitzchok was his everything. That's what he gave to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's very hard to have that type of clarity, to be able to love the Rebbeinu Shlom so much, to be able to be on such a mission from Hashem. We don't have that nevuah of, you know, Vayomer Hashem, El Yankel. We don't get that so much. We have the bas calls and we have those voices inside of us. Yeah, we have an neshama. We have an neshama that we can connect to. But our world could be very confusing. There is a key to a life hack to getting clarity in this world. A father comes home one day, wiped. He's tired. It was a long day. No one was listening. Everyone is screaming. It wasn't a good day at work. He wanted to come home and relax a little bit. And his little kid comes over, his precious little tzaddik, says, Tati, can you come play with me? And he wants to play with him. He's his precious, but he wants a few minutes, you know, relax first. So he tells him, sure, let me just give you a little project to do before, while I get ready. And he takes a magazine off the table and he rips out a picture of the world, a global map, you know, like the risk map over there, the whole globe. And he knows this kid, you know, he's a five-year-old kid, doesn't know much about geography. And he says, here, I'm gonna rip this up like a puzzle, put it back together. When you put back together the world, then we'll go play. Good? Kids like, yay! You know, because, you know, anything entertains these kids. So this is wonderful. So his kid sits down and he figures he bought himself a couple hours because, like, he doesn't know which side of the globe, Asia, Africa, it all looks the same. But say, 2 minutes later, his kid is back. He has everything taped back together exactly where it's supposed to be, better than the father could have done it. He says, what Have you been, where did you? The kid says, Abba, I don't know anything about the world. The world's very confusing. But on the other side of the page, if you flip it over, there was a picture of a man. I know what a man looks like. He said, I taped together the man. And when that came together, the whole world came together. We don't have to understand this world. In fact, that's not for us to know. If you have all the answers, you're not human. What are you here for? We're not here to find answers. We're here to understand, connect, and develop a relationship with your Rebbeinu Shlomo. If you could understand Hashem and His Torah, then you can understand the world which He created with His Torah. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Memela, the world will make sense. Your kashas will go away, you'll turn it over, and everything will be back together. But don't spend your time on the world. Spend your time on the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that face on the other side. Bezer Hashem, we should have this clarity, this menuchas ha-nefesh, the mission, that as if the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us to do every single one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, to do it with that avada, slavas, that zrizos that Avraham Avinu taught us. And we should be zeicher to give everything that Hashem has given us, all the love, all the emotions, everything that we have should be dedicated and sacrificed to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And tap on the other side, all the world should start to make sense. Bezer Hashem. Ahava soilom tovilom. Ahava soilom tovilom. Ahava soilom tovilom. Ahava soilom tovilom. Good job is good job. Yeah.